Welcome to Musings from Sam Houston Stomping Grounds, a production of the Newton Gresham Library at Sam Houston State University in Huntsville, Texas.
This is Paul Culp, Special Collections Librarian here at Sam Houston State University. This presentation is entitled Library History of SHSU in honor of National Library Week. I mean to cover in this talk not only library buildings at Sam Houston State University, but library buildings here on this campus throughout its four-name history. As at most institutions of higher learning, there has always been a library, though that service was very minimal in the early years. Beginning in 1879, when Sam Houston Normal Institute opened its doors, or rather the door, to Austin College Building, the few library books were kept in a room on the first floor. 3 years later, when a third floor was added, the books were transferred to the top floor, mentioned so nonchalantly that one knows there were very few to transport. When the grandly impressive main building was completed in 1890, there was a large room with catwalked book stacks named the Peabody Memorial Library Hall in honor of George Peabody. Greater things were to begin in 1901 as the first separate library building was begun. This institution has had three library buildings, and all are still in use. The Peabody Memorial Library, begun in 1901 and completed the following year, was the first college library building in Texas. All other colleges were still using their main buildings until later. It served the campus until 1928 as the library, and then became increasingly compromised as the band hall, faculty offices, and television and radio studios, which dropped the impressive ceilings and blackened the windows and on and on. Finally, it had deteriorated to the point that the Regents approved its demolition. A public protest, however, caused a retraction of this death sentence. After a complete restoration, it was rededicated in 1991 as a splendid period structure. After a few years housing the university archives, it became a special events center, as it is today. The Estill Library, completed in 1928, served as a library until the present Newton Gresham Library was completed in 1968. The Estill was renovated at that time as a classroom building and was renovated again as an administration and classroom building in 1997. The progression of honorary names of these libraries is significant. The first library honored George Peabody, whose philanthropic fund made possible the creation of Sam Houston Normal Institute in 1879 and continued support long years after. The Estill Library was named for our fifth president, Harry Fishburne Estill, whose administration from 1908 till 1937 was the longest in our history. The Newton Gresham Library was not given its honorary name until 1985, although it opened in 1968. Present at the dedication was Newton Gresham himself, a longtime member of the Board of Regents, a distinguished alumnus, and SHSU benefactor. Architecturally, the three buildings are representative of their respective periods. The Peabody is a little building shaped like a Greek cross, with embossed metal ceilings, hardwood floors, and fine stained glass windows. The Estill has huge arched windows to provide natural light for what was a double-height reading room before its first renovation, and the exterior is decorated, as were most imposing libraries built between about 1920 to 1950, by the names of literature's giants: Shakespeare, Virgil, Goethe, Poe, Hugo, Tolstoy, Homer, and Cervantes, in that order, as one stands in front of the building on the quadrangle. The Newton Gresham is a typical contemporary library with its large open plan, a whole acre on each of its four floors, huge window walls, and an imposing central stair. A serendipitous discovery occurred during the renovation of the Estill building in 1996-97. The architect found large clerestory windows that originally lighted the book stacks, but for unknown reasons had been sealed off from without and within. Perhaps they were leaking or condensing moisture on the books. Who knows? They've now been uncovered and flood a handsome atrium with natural light. Going back to the Newton Gresham Library, once remarkably open and uncluttered, the present building has steadily lost open reading areas as book stacks encroached on the glass wall areas. Though Gresham Library is not as congested as the earlier two buildings were in the last years before they were superseded, Seating must be maintained for the much greater use the library receives at the present time. Rapid replacement of reference book sources by computer-based services has freed space in the reference area to be utilized by workstations for research. A Department of Library Science was organized in 1937, and the program was always intimately linked with the library building until 2002. At that time, a new classroom building accommodated not only that program, but also the Tutorial Center, whose original location was on the first floor of NGL in 1991. In late 2003, renovations to Newton Gresham Library were completed that incorporated the space previously occupied by Library Science and the Student Advisement and Mentoring Center. Newton Gresham Library now occupies the entirety of the building's four floors for the first time since its construction.